San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. KSJE is proud to support the Summer Terrace Concert Series, Saturdays at the Farmington Museum. Country and rock music by Terry Rickard, Saturday, July 9th. Soul Jazz from the Fetz Extet, Saturday, July 16th. The Summer Terrace Concert Series at the Farmington Museum, 3041 East Main Street, Saturdays this summer from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Megan Cullop, along here with Scott Micklin.
That's so interesting.
That you're Scott Micklin.
That's right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. That's interesting, or that is this interesting. One of the two.
I'm lost.
Yeah.
I got lost.
But it's Friday.
Yeah.
It is Friday. But here we are. That's interesting.
Yes.
So that's interesting show.
We're ready. Have that show.
We are ready to share interesting things with our audiences, and we invite you, audiences, to call us with interesting things that's happening in your world this week, and you can do that quite easily. The number is 505-566-3909. I'm going to put it up on the screen right now. 505-566-3909 is the number to call, and we'll get you on the air, and you can share what's interesting, or just say hi.
Yeah.
You know,
we love that.
You can critique our outfits.
Well, you look nice.
Oh,
I just threw on a Pink Floyd t-shirt.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
What's wrong with that?
We're a music station.
Yeah, exactly. Here, but there you go. See? Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
There you are. The dark look.
It is the dark. I know. It's like black and red.
But that's okay. That's all right. We do have someone on the phone already. So shall we
say
hello and see who it is? Let's see who's on the line this morning. Good morning. You're on KSJE. Thanks for calling in this morning to That's Interesting.
Welcome to the machine. Oh, sorry, Scott. Hey, Scott. This is Megan. This is Roman. I'm just calling in. I heard you talking about Pink Floyd, and you got me into the mood, and I was just singing along.
So
thank you.
There you go. Roman, thank you for calling in. What's going on? What's interesting today?
What's interesting is these bright lights in the backyard, because our house faces the Connie Mack Stadium, and reminds me every day that we are getting closer and closer to Connie Mack, which is happening earlier this year. The last qualifiers are happening this weekend, today and tomorrow, for the last entry for our local team in Connie Mack. And the next time you guys are together in 2 weeks, the Connie Mack will have already started the tournament and the all that. Just fanfare. So I want to remind everybody to come out and watch the games because they are exciting. I've been to a couple already.
Nice.
And the qualifiers are really, really exciting. And it's cool to watch the local team that's going to represent us.
There you go. Very true. Well, thank you for sharing that. Of course, also, if you can't get to the park to watch the games, I will do a shout-out to KSJE because you can tune into this radio station and hear the city tournament games. In fact, there's one tonight beginning at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, and I will be there to watch it, and I hope a lot of other fans will come out. They've been very loud and it's been very exciting games, and I can tell because if I don't go to a game, I can hear the crowd roaring, so it got me out of bed the other day to actually go and watch one of the games, one of the endings, so that was pretty cool.
Nice, nice. Well, that's what you get for living near the park, I guess, right? You get to hear the games if you can't see them.
That's the benefit. That's the benefit of living here.
Perfect. Very good. Well, thank you for calling in.
I actually have one joke before I leave.
Yeah, of course.
This is for all the baseball fans out there. Why does the pitcher raise one leg when he throws the ball? Because if he raised them both, he'd fall down.
There you go.
That's just true. That's just true.
Very, very good. Roman, thanks for calling in.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Have a good day. Thank you very much. That opens up a line, 505 566-3909. But he's right. It is almost Connie Mack time.
And we are your baseball station during Connie Mack.
We are indeed. We are running the city tournament, as I mentioned. And again, gosh, we're down to like the final two or three games. There's one game tonight, one game on the schedule for tomorrow, and then a possible if game, you know, depending on who wins, right? If they have to play a third and deciding game. So that's the schedule. But I know we'll be on the air tonight. The crew is back. The best baseball play-by-play gang in the Four Corners. There, we've got them. And so glad to have them on board. And so we're getting ready and covering the city tournament, and they'll be ready to go for the Connie Mack World Series, as Roman mentioned. Just, gosh, it's less than 2 weeks away.
Less than 2 weeks away.
The teams will start arriving, and it all happens.
It all happens.
Right? Exactly. We were talking a little bit about Freedom Days, too. That was another busy event last weekend.
Yeah. I went to the Gem and Mineral Show.
Did you?
I did.
Okay.
Walked around, saw some rocks.
Right.
It was cool.
A little diamond in the rough, yeah, is what I'm picturing.
I was the diamond you were. In the rough.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. I was free at McGee Park, so, you know.
There you go.
Something to do.
Right. And did you find anything? Did you buy anything?
I did not.
No?
No, because I don't really know what to do with them when you buy them. Like, you just display them, and right. I don't tend to buy
Well, some people, you could, like, polish them or I guess put them into jewelry or make jewelry out of them or something, but no. Yeah. You just were looking around.
I was just looking around.
Yeah. I mean, it's fascinating, all the different types of rocks and minerals that are out there and on display, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, one of them had, like, a design. It looked like a bunch of flowers, but it was, like, it was just a rock. It was from, like, Sudan or something. Okay. Yeah, so they had a lot of international stones there.
Right.
Which was cool.
I thought they were on tour, the International Stones, the music group. You have a T-shirt from them?
I do have a Rolling Stones T-shirt.
But more about the International Stones.
I don't know.
Nothing from them?
Nothing from the International Stones.
All right. Okay. Well, that's cool. I'm glad you enjoyed your Gem and Mineral Show experience.
Yeah, that was part of Freedom Days.
It was indeed. That's true. I was at the Ice Cream Social. That was fun. Saw the mayor get dunked. Saw the city the county manager get dunked, Mike Stark. Mayor Nate Duckett got dunked in the dunking booth at the Ice Cream Social. And the police chief. Always a good sport. Police chief heavy.
He is always a good sport.
In his uniform. Got dunked.
Yes.
Yeah. And the kids loved it.
Of course they did.
Yeah. They really did.
Yeah.
So that was
cool to see. The police officer got dunked.
Yeah. They liked that.
Who doesn't like that?
That was great. And then the parade on Monday night. I was down there for that, and that was
the
fun.
Electric Light Parade.
The Electric Light Parade. That's right. Exactly. And so that was a good time. We had it was a little breezy, so it wasn't really hot, but it was a little windy.
Right.
Things were kind of blowing down the main street.
Yeah.
But it was a nice turnout, nice entries, so fun time.
Fun times.
There you go.
I love that our town does that kind of thing. Riverfest, Freedom Days.
Right. All these.
There's one on Labor Day. What's it called?
Isn't there
one on Labor Day?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Confusing it with Riverfest.
Tota Festival is Labor Day, actually.
Okay.
So there is that. Yes. Stand corrected. But we have the Connie Mack Parade, which will be here in 2 weeks.
Yes.
As Roman was saying. And the County Fair Parade. We'll have one of those on Main Street. And the Christmas parade.
Of course.
In November, late November, early December. The week after, always the week after Thanksgiving. So whatever that Thursday is, will be the Christmas parade.
Nice.
So you can plan on that, everybody. So there you go. You have a little anniversary.
Yesterday was.
Is it yesterday? That day?
That day.
Okay.
Yesterday was my fourth year in Farmington.
How about that?
Dude, can't believe it. Can't believe what's happened. When I got to Farmington, it was me and an air mattress. I found a house to rent, but my stuff wasn't here yet from Connecticut. So it was just me and an air mattress on the floor. That was how I arrived in Farmington.
That's going to be the name of your biography.
Me and an air mattress on the floor.
I think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about that? Wow.
I know.
And so you had a little bit of reflection on the last 4 years?
A little. Well, it wasn't an extensive. I didn't do a lot of reflecting on it. I was just pleased that it had turned out as well as it's turned out, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, and there was a lot of, I think, other comments. This is a Facebook post that I'm referring to, everyone. And there were a lot of comments from the community about how grateful they are that you are here and how much you have brought with you to the community.
I know. How cool is that?
You know, in addition to the work here and your work at your other job and your full-time job and your original job. I mean, all these different things that you brought to the community. And I think in 4 years, that's a lot.
That's it was a lot, and that was very encouraging. I was not expecting everybody to just jump on into the love fest that was, but that was cool.
Well,
you know my trick moving to a new place.
What's that? Do you have a trick?
Yeah. So every week I force myself to do 3 social events that week. So if it's
okay,
even if it's something like the Jim and Mineral Show or the music, the terrace music at the museum, whatever
weekend,
it is,
right? Sure. Okay.
Find 3 social events. Just keep talking to people. Eventually, quantity yields quality, and you can sort of find your tribe. But you got to get involved. That's the trick.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. Okay. Volunteerism and things like that.
Right.
And through, in fact, all of my good friends came from either places I'm working or volunteer efforts.
See?
Yeah.
There you go. That's true. Because you and I met through one of your volunteer efforts.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
The old MLK Day of Service.
Right.
And you came in as a guest on the show.
I did.
To talk about the show.
And I had a KSJ t-shirt already.
Yeah,
because I was like, well, bookstore.
Oh, sure.
They're in our bookstore.
Oh, smart. Okay. There you go.
I was already a fan.
Already a fan. There you go. Yeah. And here you are.
And now I'm
you're here.
Here
all the time.
I know.
All the time.
See
you
how
a show?
Fun that is?
You have two shows.
Two shows.
Yeah. So.
How fun.
Interesting.
Is that?
That is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So that's good. This is That's Interesting, everybody. We are Scott and Megan, and we are taking your phone calls this morning. If you want to give us a call, the phone lines are open at 566-3909, 505-566-3909. And you can give us a call and just share whatever's interesting in your world. Maybe you live near Connie Mack. Maybe you live near something else. Give us a call and let us know.
Maybe you live near something else.
Well, not everyone can live near the baseball stadium.
No, I'm kind of close to the baseball stadium.
You are. You're kind of in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I live by the airport. So
you do.
I get to watch the planes take off and land.
When they do.
When they do. Exactly. Yeah. That reminds me of something that I heard that was interesting.
Go for it.
Article, I think, in the Albuquerque Journal, maybe yesterday or day before, that the Gallup Airport is getting air service to Phoenix.
Wow.
And I was kind of surprised that Gallup Airport got air service back, commercial air service back, before Farmington did.
That is surprising and a shame. What's the update on us getting airport service back?
Right. That's a good question. We need to find some guests to come on to talk a little bit about that. But I don't know. I know they've been working on it. I know they had a carrier kind of lined up before COVID, like right before COVID. They were literally getting ready to cut the ribbon on the new the carrier that was committed to providing air service. And then, of course, COVID happened and air travel stopped and all the things that brought with it. And so I think it's just slow to get back. But I don't know who the carrier is in Gallup. I should probably look that up and find out who has agreed. Maybe it's a positive step in the right direction, and maybe that means Farmington is not too far away, because I do think the community can support air service. I know they've done numerous studies that probably prove that. So let's hope we can maybe get air service back.
That would be great.
In Farmington, yeah.
That would be great, because Durango's kind of pricey.
Well, it'll probably still be pricey here, too, because of the same market conditions, but, it's certainly more convenient than driving an hour away.
Certainly.
And even more convenient than Albuquerque, for sure.
Right.
But that is what happened. So there you go. What else is interesting in your world?
Well, I listened to something on distractions.
Did you know?
I did. And it was, it was this meditator leads all these meditation retreats and stuff. And she was basically saying, a lot of people come up and they're like, I can't meditate because my mind is just so squirrely, And she was like, that's everybody's mind.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever tried to meditate ever, focus. It's
you've
like,
met me, right?
Yeah, I know. It sounds easy.
I probably should, but I don't know if I've ever done, and I don't know if I've done it correctly, right? I may have tried to just calm everything down and just try to sit quietly for a few minutes, but I'm sure that's probably not the correct way to do that.
Well, I think there's a lot of ways to do it, so you probably weren't correctly doing it.
Okay.
But it sounds simple. It's like, focus on your breath for 5 minutes, and it's like crazy making.
Sure.
But they were arguing that it is possible to catch your thoughts and have a different thought, which seems difficult. I don't know. Like if you get caught up in these thoughts and they're hard to detach from and put aside, and they recommended having 2 piles in your mind. So damaging thought or an unwholesome thought is like, so if it's anger or greed or jealousy or whatever it is, that you sort of imagine placing that in a pile, and then you place the better thoughts in a different pile. And that was their suggestion, was like using these piles.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Of thoughts.
Piles of thoughts.
In your mind.
In your mind.
Okay.
Piles of thoughts in your mind. That's another great album title.
Yeah. I like that. Exactly. I think when I try to do that, I do find that I get a lot of distracting, you know, like a noise or something. I'll just be so attuned to whatever's going on. And if I hear something, I'll start thinking about that.
Right.
And then now I'm distracted and not focusing on what I'm supposed to be focused on. And then the whole thing kind of falls apart.
Right.
And so I'm a very bad meditation student.
Right.
I think.
Me too.
But that's like normal.
But piles.
I think too, right?
Piles. That's piles. Piles. Yeah. That is normal. That's what she was saying. That's totally normal.
All right. Interesting.
So there's hope yet.
There might be. I'll keep trying and see what happens.
So. Yes.
You are listening and watching That's Interesting on KSJE, everyone. But the show only works when you call. So we need you to give us a call this morning at 505-566-3909. 505-566-3909. Of course, there's got to be something interesting going on in your life that you can share or say hello or tell us hi. So that's what we're here for.
That's what we're here for.
But the idea, we were talking a little bit about summer activities and social activities that you have done since you got here, right? Those three per week. That's the rule.
That's the rule.
That's the Megan rule.
It works.
Apparently.
It works.
Look at you.
I know.
You're connected to everybody.
It's like a web.
I know.
A web of Megan.
That's right. Very true. But Outdoor Summer Theater.
That's coming up.
It started yesterday.
Right.
Was the opening night.
Pirates
of Penzance.
Right.
Last night started. And so they'll be, I think, on stage all the month of July. And so that's very exciting to go see it outdoors at Lions Wilderness Park. So you can check that out and see, you know, see some of your friends and neighbors singing and dancing on stage.
Yeah.
So,
and then you are going to be featured.
I'm not featured.
In a show.
I'm in the
Pirates.
Show. I'm in a show. I'm not in Pirates. No.
No. But you're in?
I'm in Annie, which is the next show that's happening. Yeah. I don't know why we don't see you when you're talking. I'm trying to fix that, but we don't see you.
You see me when I'm not talking.
We want to see you when you're talking. And even when you're not talking. That could be okay. But yeah. I am actually going to be in Annie in August, and our rehearsal starts Saturday. Tomorrow. I guess I go. I should probably look at my script. But yeah. But it'll be exciting. I'm looking forward to it. I'm an orphan.
No, you are not. That is not true. Orphans were not old.
Well, I don't know. I think it's a very creative casting.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Or I could be the dog.
Leave it
Maybe
to
I'm
Randy.
Maybe I'm the dog. Maybe I'm the dog.
Maybe you should be the dog.
Yeah. I could be the dog. Sandy the dog?
Sandy. I forgot that the dog had a name.
I know. Yeah.
Sandy.
Anyway, that's coming up in August. But we encourage you to go check out Pirates of Penzance, which is at the Outdoor Summer Theater, all this month. So you should go. That could be one of your social things.
That could be one of my social things.
Yeah.
It doesn't really, after you find the tribe, it's not as
important
to do
I see.
The rule.
Right.
The rule's important when you're getting your sea legs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Understood. When you're in a new place.
When you're in a new place.
If you don't know anybody
already,
or even if you do, I suppose, you can expand your circle of friends.
Correct.
And that makes sense.
Yes.
So. And that's an easy way, if you're not and you are a pretty gregarious person,
right.
I think. I don't think you ever have any problems making friends.
Yeah, I'm pretty, as long as you find the right people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for folks who maybe aren't so social, that would maybe force them to be a little more interactive with folks. And
yes.
I think that's a good rule. And maybe not three, maybe you start with one a week.
Right, right. Adjust it depending on who you are.
Yeah. So, but that makes sense, so. I like that idea. We let's talk about a theme, right?
Okay, go for it.
We thought we'd have a theme this week.
Yes.
So maybe that will encourage folks to give us a call. And I thought we'd start with cars, right? Maybe call in 566-3909. Tell us about your first car. What was the first car that you owned or drove? And you can tell a story a little bit about that and why you liked it or why you didn't like it, why you're glad to see it go. And maybe it's a little cube of aluminum now.
Right.
But tell us about your first car. What was yours?
My first car was an Isuzu Rodeo.
What was it now?
1998 Isuzu Rodeo.
Okay.
Yes.
And
that was back in 2005.
Okay.
That's when I got my first car, 2005.
And what kind of car was that? Like a SUV?
Yeah, it's like an SUV. It was the coolest car.
Really?
It was just on the fritz a lot. It was just had a hard life, but it was so cool. It was a black SUV with like a cattle guard. Nice. Yeah.
In Connecticut. No, you weren't in Connecticut.
I was in Texas then.
That sounds like a Texas car.
That was, yeah. But it was like, it was super cool.
Okay.
I loved it.
Nice.
Yeah.
How long did you have it?
I got it in 2005. It probably broke in 07.
And for good?
For good.
You know, really? Oh.
It was done. And then I got a Pontiac Sunfire.
Very different from an Isuzu Rodeo.
Yes.
Couldn't be more different.
2002 Pontiac Sunfire.
Okay.
Drove that through college and through graduate school.
Uh-huh.
And then...
What color? Color's important.
Red.
Of course.
It's like a red sports car, which doesn't really fit me that well, but it worked.
Maybe it fit College Megan.
Maybe it fit College Megan. That would have been... Yeah. okay. I was just doing the math. and then my last year of graduate school, I rear-ended somebody with that car.
Oh, dear.
Totaled it.
Okay.
So then I was driving a 1991 Buick Centurion.
Wow.
That car was a clunker.
Yeah.
Couldn't go. There was a radius that it could travel without breaking down, and I couldn't push past that.
You knew that. But at least you found that out. I guess the first time
after chaperoning a bunch of kids to a beach retreat and it broke down like halfway.
Oh dear, that's like a four door car, like a sedan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a sedan and it's like pure metal, right? It's like the time where like there was like no plastic used,
right?
So it was a heavy piece of machinery.
Okay. What color was that one?
Powder blue.
Oh, nice.
Like a Blues Brothers car.
Okay.
It was just whatever I could afford was what that was.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Nice.
That's what I could afford.
There you go. Okay. Well, there you go. We have a call.
Yes.
We have a call. Let's go to the phones and say good morning. You're on KSJE. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Hey, this is Thomas Bowie.
Hi, Thomas.
Hey, so regarding the car. My first car was actually a 97 Ford F-150. And that was gifted to me by my father as like a hand-me-down sort of situation.
Very nice. What color was it?
It was white.
Okay.
I just can't imagine you in an F-150.
You know what? I couldn't either. But, you know, It was
a car.
It was a car. And, you know, honestly, it came in handy, surprisingly. You know, if you accidentally, you know, hit a curb, not a big deal. Whereas, you know, in my current car, it's a little bit bigger of a deal.
Gotcha.
And so, yeah, it was definitely, you know, when you needed a bed, you had a bed. But, you know, gas was not, that was not the optimal situation for refueling. It was pretty pricey.
Not the best on mileage, what you're saying.
Not the best on mileage.
Yeah. But I bet when your friends were moving, they always called you to help, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, so funny story about that. I did have, you know, a few friends ask to use the bed of the truck. One time we were helping some friends build a deck, and I was in an intersection, and I had a bunch of wood in the back of my car, and I pushed the accelerator, and all of the wood got dumped into the middle of the intersection.
Oh, no.
And so we were there, like, in the middle of the intersection trying to rush to get all of the wood back into the truck. We kind of stop traffic for a little bit. That was a little bit crazy.
Yeah. Whoops. Yeah. But nice of you for volunteering the truck to help in projects like that. So that was good.
Oh, yeah.
So that was your first car. And then so when you were able to get the car that you wanted or where it had a little more input into it, what kind of car did you get next?
Oh, my goodness. So I have a little bit of a car problem. I've been through a lot of them. I've had a Civic, you know, a Honda Civic Classic. I've had a Lexus UX, which is kind of like their smaller SUV. I've had a Prius. I've had a Kia Niro, which is kind of like their smaller hybrid. I'm in right now, I'm actually really obsessed with the car that I have right now. It's a Hyundai Ioniq 5, which is their EV.
Or one right. of EV. Okay.
And so I'm really loving that right now. Really good on mileage because it uses absolutely zero gas, so you don't have to worry about gas.
Right. This is an all-electric car, and it's kind of like a, is it like an SUV? Is that kind of the type, the Ioniq?
Yeah, it's definitely like a two-row SUV slash, you know, crossover kind of thing.
Gotcha.
So plenty nice. Of room.
Very cool. But we can't call you for road trips, right? Because you don't, there's the range. How's your range? How far can it go, do you think?
I drove all the way to Phoenix and back, and I was good.
Really?
There's a pretty good charging network. It's called Electrify America, and they have them actually at Walmarts along the interstates.
Okay.
And so
you didn't go to Phoenix on one charge. You had to stop along the way to charge back up.
Yes.
But, yeah, so that makes it workable.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. And so, you know, you stop, get some food, charge up a little bit, use the bathroom, and then actually the Ioniq has pretty fast charging. About 18 minutes you get to a full charge, so not too bad.
No, not at all. Well, very good. Well, Thomas, thank you for calling in and sharing your car stories with us this morning. We appreciate it.
No worries.
Great.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Very interesting. See? Look at that.
His car is, I've seen Thomas's car, and it is
that Ioniq?
Super cool.
It sounds pretty cool.
Super slick looking.
Right. And probably quiet, right? Those electric cars.
I haven't been in it yet. I need to ask him to take me on a trip.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's probably, I don't know. If he sees the inside of your car, he might, I don't know, be concerned.
What? I live a very clean life.
You do. That's true. But you take your car into some of these crazy places because you do a lot of outdoorsy things.
Yes.
And so
it gets a little, muddy.
So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it gets a little.
Right.
There's some dirt on the floorboards, that's for sure.
Yeah, but that's okay.
It's where we live.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Very true. My first car, thanks for asking.
I was getting there. We had a caller.
No, it's okay.
I had to bring you through the whole.
Yeah.
There were others after the century, but that was by far the funniest one.
Do you have a favorite car, I guess, before we move on
to mine?
The current one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Volkswagen.
That's the Volkswagen.
Golf. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Does well?
Yeah.
And how long have you had it? You've had it for a few years, haven't you?
3 years.
Okay. Nice. Very good. Well, my first car was a 1976 Ford Mustang.
Look at you.
But I got it like in maybe 1980, 81, maybe. So it was a used car, right? And it sounds cool, but the Mustangs of that era weren't very good. And so they just kind of restyled a little bit. So it wasn't kind of this, it was a little longer and it looked cool. And it was a nice looking car. And it did pretty well for a few years, but it did kind of die when I took it to college. And there's a great story about, I was an intern at one of the radio stations, surprise, surprise, in Buffalo, New York, where I went to college. And I was driving to work one day and turning into the parking lot, it died like on the apron. So just off the road, but blocking basically the entrance to the parking lot for the radio station. And my car just died. And I had to leave it there because I had to run in and do my shift because I was the internship job was the ground controller for the traffic helicopter back in the day. And so I had to be in my little studio to communicate with the helicopter pilot who was up flying around the city talking about traffic accidents. And I was listening to scanners and stuff and calling the police. And I would then relay that information to the pilot. So I couldn't miss that, my job. Right.
Right.
So the car was there for like 2 hours. And everyone coming into work was like, whose car is stuck in the driveway? And aren't the interns? You know, there was that kind of conversation on at the station. So, yes. That was the first car. But yeah. It was fun, but then it died. And it was one at the era they were putting like everything on the turn signal wand in your car, like every control, like the windshield wipers and the headlights and everything else. It was all on the wand of the turn signal. And so as it died, when I would use the turn signal in the rain, the windshield wipers would stop when it would blink on, and then they would go again.
Oh,
so
gosh.
They would just cut it, you know, like pause across the windshield. It was sad.
It's, you know, I think it should be a rite of passage. Everybody has at least one car that's like that. We're like,
yeah, sure.
Got to jimmy things up and like, this doesn't work and that doesn't work, but it's drivable.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And I didn't trust it very far outside of town either. It was kind of one of those that you just would get it back to and from school or work or wherever. And then you would just leave it and ask a friend to take you further.
Right,
wherever you were. But yeah, there you go. Another call this morning, so let's go to the phones. Hold on. Good morning. You're on KSJE. Thank you for calling in this morning.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Megan.
Hello.
Hey, Robert.
This is Robert. Yes, you recognize the voice.
Of course.
Look at that. Wow.
Okay. I enjoying listening to your car conversation. I turned my radio off, Scott, so you're still on that subject, are you?
We are, yeah.
Okay. I was just going to take it in a slightly different direction. Cars are also so pervasive in our history and life and so forth. How many car movies or entertainment things can you come up with?
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought of a couple. I don't know if you remember, if you're old enough to remember, Fred McMurray in a couple of movies about Flubber.
Yeah.
And it was a flying car.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. I don't think Megan remembers that.
Nope, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Because I think that movie was maybe in black and white, but I don't know.
Yeah, Flubber and Son of Flubber. I think it did well enough that it had a sequel.
Probably, right?
Yeah. And do you remember a TV show, My Mother, the Car?
I've heard of it. I don't know if I've ever seen it, but yes.
Yeah, I think I can't remember it was Dick Van Dyke's brother that starred in it.
Yeah, I think Jerry Van Dyke, right? Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
And and the mom was actually the personality of the car or something, and hilarity ensued, sure. Basically.
Yeah, My Mother, the Car, and he talked to her, and she was alive in a different sense.
Right.
The cars, and then for me, a particular favorite, and this is going out there a little bit, but there's a wonderful movie documentary in Spanish called, in English it would be Metal and Melancholia. By Hedy Honigman, and it's a documentary about taxi drivers in Lima, Peru.
Okay.
And
I bet that would be interesting.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
Taxi driving in Lima is one of the ways that you get by if you can't find any other sort of work. And there's some marvelous, very funny, and sometimes very sad scenes in that film about cars. There's an interview with a taxi driver, and you're speaking about bad cars. She just walks around the car with him, and he's telling her why it would never be stolen. And there were so many problems with the car that he was using as a taxi part-time. The license plate was falling off. It was wired on. The driver's side door would come off the hinges partially when you opened it. To start the car, there were, as he said, 5 wires, but only 3 of them necessary. So if you tried to steal it, you'd have to know which 3 wires to touch together.
Oh, wow.
The car would not go any further than about probably a half a mile before he had to refill the radiator. And so he said, if they steal it, I'll catch up with them.
right.
But yeah, it's just, and there's got to be a lot of media things about automobiles.
Oh, sure.
It becomes such a pervasive part of our life.
Very true.
Yeah. And my first car, just hankering back to your original theme, there was a 1955 Chevy sedan, which I inherited from one of those wonderful car driver situations, older woman who needed to get rid of it, and
she only drove to church on Sundays, probably.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and it did pretty well. And it was also back in the era you were talking about cars being all metal. It was all steel, I think, probably in 1950.
Oh, heavy. Yeah.
Yeah, very heavy. But it was a good car for a period of time to have.
Nice.
So anyway,
reliable.
It was for the period of time that it lasted me, and then it also died and got parked. Actually, my parents off to the side of their driveway until my mother told me, you know, get the thing fixed or get it out of here.
That's usually what happens.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens. So.
Very good. Well, thank you for sharing that with us this morning.
Yeah, and I hope that some more people can think of media and cars, perhaps.
Right. I bet they could. Robert, thank you very much.
Y'all have a good day.
Thanks for calling in. There you go. See, everybody has a car story. I knew everybody would have a car story. See?
You nailed it on the theme.
Exactly. That's true. But yeah, some great, but great other, there was a Car 54 Where Are You TV show that was about a police car and the police back in those days. And there's a lot of other, Grease, I'm thinking about Grease and Greased Lightning, that had a prominent car in the movie, right? Lots of other references I know. Of course, in this country, we're really kind of crazy about cars.
We are crazy about cars.
Some people would probably say maybe too much.
Yeah, we are crazy about cars.
In America. And so, it's a symbol of freedom, I think, for young people getting the license and getting that first car and all that it entails. And so, we've just been kind of married to that idea for a long time, probably over 100 years, I would think.
Yes.
So, but it's true. I think it happens to a lot of young people, that first car.
Yep.
And getting to get out and drive around and have that freedom on the road kind of a thing.
Right.
So there you go. But yeah. So my first car was that Mustang, and then I think the second car, I'm trying to remember, it might have been it was an Oldsmobile. How about that? A sedan.
How about that?
Yeah. They're not around anymore.
No.
But yeah, so that was a sedan. And I know the reason I bought it was because it had a digital dashboard, and at the time that was like the first one of its kind, that had a digital dashboard.
You would buy it for the digital dashboard.
Yeah. The rest of the car looked like it belonged to someone's grandmother, but the dashboard was cool.
That sounds like you.
Yeah. And then I think I got a Buick Somerset, so like a two-door sedan, two-door coupe, that had a better-looking digital dashboard. That was the next iteration of that technology, I guess.
Right.
And then I think I downsized to like a little Mercury Capri, which was basically sat two people and maybe a bag of groceries on the back seat because it was kind of small. But it was a convertible. Nice. So there was that. And that was kind of fun. And took that. I took some friends. I think four of us went to like the Petrified Forest, and that was a tight squeezed.
It sounds like
3 hours away on a road trip.
It sounds
to
like
Northern
it.
Arizona, but it was fun. But anyway, so there you go. So
cool.
All right, I think we're out of time.
Yeah,
look at that. See,
we have filled up the
time, and we thank all of our callers. If you didn't call in, we invite you to call in 2 weeks from now, and we'll be back with another edition of That's Interesting with Scott and Megan. It is every other Friday here on KSJE, so we invite you to check it out. But next week, it's a different show. We'll be back with Solutions from the Street. That's on the opposite Fridays, if you will. And so next week at 8 o'clock on Friday, we'll have another solution from another street, same street.
Different street.
Okay.
Same street. Different solution.
Different solution. I don't know. Same street.
Yeah, different solution, okay. Same street.
There you go. Yeah. We'll be back with that. So every Friday from 8 to 9, you can be assured that you'll always hear something new and interesting here on KSJE with Scott and Megan. Megan and Scott.
Oh, or Megan and Scott.
Depends on which show it is.
Depends on which show.
Yeah, who gets top billing.
Yeah.
That's how it works. But yeah, so we'll be back then. But before we go, we have to talk about you.
Of course we do.
Tomorrow.
Radio Free Saturday mornings, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And the theme this week was...
Cars.
Oh, my gosh. No. It's not cars.
Okay. You could do a show on cars, though. I could
easily do a show on cars.
Even without the cars. The cars, right.
I know the cars.
Okay.
Yes. The,
your theme this week, I'm distracting you.
Yes.
You're trying to think of what you did.
Well, I found it in the recesses of my memory.
Okay.
It is paradigm shifts.
Whoa.
I know.
How about
getting deep.
It's a music show?
Yes, getting deep.
It's not just you talking for an hour.
No.
2 hours. Okay. Paradigm shifts in music.
Yes.
Okay. How about that, everybody?
Songs about people who maybe thought one way and then changed their course of thinking.
Right.
Yes.
Whoa.
I know.
That's deep.
All in the lyrics.
Okay. Tomorrow morning, 9 to 11, everybody, right here on KSJE. You can tune in, of course, 90.9 FM. Back on the air in Durango, by the way. Yay, Durango fans are thrilled about that. 103.3 or online, KSJE.com, or ask your smart speaker to play KSJE.
Yeah.
And Megan Cullip appears on your smart speaker in your kitchen.
In your kitchen.
Yeah. I've done that.
I've taken over the kitchens of America.
You have. You could, because of technology. So there you go.
Thanks, technology.
That's tomorrow. Excellent.
Cool.
Looking forward to it. All right. Well, until then, I think we are done for today. But thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening and watching and calling in, those of you that didn't. If you didn't, we invite you to call in the next time. But until next time, have a safe week, enjoy, and stay well, and we'll see you next Friday, everybody. Bye-bye.
KSJE is supported by Music in the Mountains, a world-class classical music festival based in Durango, Colorado, offering orchestra, chamber, and world music concerts July 7th through July 31st. This year, the concerts come to you with free mobile stage performances in the region, plus other unique venues throughout the area. Find out more at musicinthemountains.com. Keep an eye on the Animas River as the Pirates of Penzance land in Farmington this July. Gilbert and Sullivan's comic opera opens July 7th in Lyons Wilderness Amphitheater with performances Thursday through Sunday through July 31st. The show features pirates, policemen, and absurd adventures. There's more jolt-worthy entertainment coming in August when Annie takes the stage at the Farmington Civic Center. Find out more at visitfarmingtonnm.org and jolt your summer.
KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week.
Hello again. This is Evan Chi with the Student Achievement Center, bringing you your college tips over the radio for week five, learning new information. Within this, students will learn new ideas by relating them to what they have already known and then transferring them into their long-term memory. Studying starts in the classroom. Pay attention and take good notes. So when you're studying later, you're just reviewing information, not learning it for the first time. Whenever you're using a notebook, a laptop, or good old-fashioned flashcards, reviewing each line of your notes helps ensure that you will hit all the right information you received in class and might even remind you of a few things you would have missed otherwise. It's good to review notes shortly after class and then again a few days later. This allows you to take a break between edits and come back to the information with a fresh perspective. One of the study tips for college that can make a massive difference in how you approach new information is knowing the difference between memorizing the material and understanding it. Memorizing information isn't actually learning the information. It's just helping you learn how to repeat it during a finite time.
The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College.